It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily, yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
When you want to grow your business, use Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Seamlessly collaborate with your team using a suite of built-in tools and features to make your workday easier, like huddles to schedule impromptu meetings and avoid another calendar invite, or Workflow Builder, which lets you automate routine tasks so you can spend more time on the work that matters most. Slack. Grow your business here. Learn more at slack.com.
It's the Score North Twin Show.
I feel like we need like a documentarian voice to do the voiceover for Judd's last week. Now, I have Fubo TV. Dex, do you have Fubo TV?
I'm a Fubo guy right now, yeah.
And Declan's at the ballpark for the home games. Judd, you've had to get creative here now that we're 8 days in. We are 8 days into the Twins not having a cable deal. Judd appears to have some scruff around his neck as he searches for ways to consume his favorite baseball team.
Back in 1979, that's where I am right now. So Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. In fact, I got it right here.
Yeah. How have you take us through your Twins?
It's right here.
Viewing journey here. So there's your Sony radio.
Yep, old school Sony.
A little Atterbury on the radio.
Yep. And Gladdy. So that's three games. And yesterday I actually went, and as I X'd or tweeted, I used my new invention, Judd Vision, to watch the game with my own two eyes. And so that's how I consumed the game. But this remains ridiculous. I mean, and I've put out a ton of tweets. Ross Brendel, our friend who does a great job, mostly behind the scenes at Score North, has lapped me on tweets tagging Twins Prez Dave St. Peter, and all entities.
I don't think St. Peter can do anything about it at this point.
But I mean, I have no problem with him being included. It's everyone's
Are people
fault.
Like bombarding St. Peter to fix it though? Like at this point, what's done is done.
Right.
They screwed it up 4 months ago,
which is why I have no problem.
They can't
with
do anything now, unfortunately.
Included. So, but yeah, so Roscoe and guys like that are bombarding Bally's and Xfinity/Comcast and the Twins, which I have no problem with. But I mean, you know, for a huge portion of people who have Xfinity Comcast, it is a huge, it's a problem. The other problem is that there are a lot of people who are older who don't have the ability, I mean, in some cases, to basically get out and leave their homes, much less go to a baseball game, who love to watch the Twins. Yeah. And now they can't. It's really, really unfortunate. And I think I read today in a piece done by a columnist at Barrett Sports Media that there are actually 12 teams that have gone dark, Comcast teams.
So half the league basically has no major cable deal with Comcast.
I think it's 15 teams that are carried. Now, I don't know how the other three have gotten around it or what's transpiring there. But yeah, it's like 12 teams, including the Twins. And quite frankly, it sucks. And I've thought about changing, but here's the problem. Bally's is a bankrupt company. I believe they have a court hearing set for June. If they're past the survival,
we televising the court hearing.
Well, I'd like to go. I'd like to go and just put a fork in, because if they don't make it, if I switch, then guess what? If they eventually shut down here, then I've switched for Twins games this season. You know, everything about this is short-sighted, a complete pain in the ass. The only reason why I'm hoping that Bally's basically accepts what Comcast is offering and just goes crawling back is because, so Bally's is balking because Comcast says, we want to put you on a higher pay tier. So we're going to affect your subs, but we think that your programming doesn't belong on more of a basic tier. Bally's is saying, no way, we need to be on that basic tier. But because of this dispute, Bally's is getting nothing from Comcast. So, like, that's a major revenue stream. Again, I'll say this slowly for them at Bally's. You're bankrupt. You need that money. So I'm hoping that they just go back. But it's a huge problem. And I don't know if Dex agrees with this or not. But back in the day, so I'm talking like the 60s and 70s, the theory used to be you do not televise your home games because that's going to affect your gate. Like,
yeah, you want to sell tickets.
I'll stay home and watch games. Well, it's 2024, Twins, Bally's, and Comcast. And the reality is this. I think it affects your gate more by not being on TV. And so, Dex, I don't know if you're with me on this, but I mean, they announced 14,000 last night. I would say there was probably 9 there. Yeah. And I think it's definitely affecting their gate on a gorgeous night with a hot baseball team that the Twins are literally out of sight, out of mind.
So what's the opposite effect?
Yes, that's my opinion. That's my opinion.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, they're in a marketing PR disaster at that. So it, even though you could think like, oh, well, they'll start coming to the games because our fans don't have any way to watch them. No, you have kind of bleeped on them. So now they are spiting you and they're boycotting you entirely. So the whole thing is it's reversed and it sucks. Like, I mean, I'm bending over backwards too, paying an arm and a leg for Fubo. And I get, you know, the only reason I signed up for that and not, and I almost added Xfinity right before the season. The only reason I didn't was because
it's whack-a-mole, man. It's
it really is. And the only reason I didn't was because I have an American Express card, and American Express was going to give you $45 off for 3 months if you signed up for Fubo. So then I did the math, and I was like, all right, well, Fubo is now significantly cheaper, so I'll do that. So yeah, it's whack-a-mole of finances. It's whack-a-mole of who's going to have it. The whole thing is just a disaster.
So do we, I mean, at this point, based on history and precedent, the other carriers, the big carriers, the YouTube TVs, Hulus, that they've had this dispute with over the years have not brought Bally's back. So are we to the point here where we're just going to have a full Twin season, the last 5 months of a Twin season? And if you have cable, Xfinity, there are other cable providers, but like Xfinity Comcast is the biggest by far cable provider for the Twin Cities area, for Twins territory.
Right.
Are we staring down the barrel of them just playing the last 5 months of the season without a major cable deal?
Well, that's why my hope is, I believe I read that there is a bankruptcy hearing for Bally's in June. I'm hoping the judge, because Bally's was ideally going to what they call a year ago at this time, sunset. So they were looking to just get out. Like they were going to be done with it. They were going to be gone. Mm-hmm. And then they got this deal with Amazon, which hasn't kicked in yet, which is supposed to be a streaming deal, which sounds great. But they said, oh, well, then we're not done. Then we're going to come back and come out of bankruptcy. I'm hoping, and they're also off Midco now, which serves the Dakotas, I believe.
Yes.
A lot of them.
Yep, wow. They're the Dakotas.
And so what I'm hoping is that a judge says, your finances are a complete mess. What are you doing? Take deals. Take anything that you can get. You need cash coming in. That's my hope.
They need a structured settlement. They need cash now.
Yes, they need cash. Yes. Can you call them?
Now,
call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH now.
So this literally just came down to like 25 minutes ago. So the PWHL, the new Women's Professional Hockey League, they have a playoff game. Well, again, they have a deal with Comcast. They can't watch it. They just announced, we will have a live stream link tonight to watch the game, the PWHL team.
And their games are on YouTube as well, or have been. So like you could always go there. Well, and that gets back to my question. Is there something the Twins can do to circumvent? Like, is there something the 12 teams can do to be like, if you guys are a mess, we will go to court and we will find a way.
This is to your criticism, like from four months ago.
I know.
This is why when you're staring at an unreliable, bankrupt, declining company, and you have an option to not do business with that company anymore, and you choose to do business with that company, like you sort of get what's coming to you. That's what's happening. They said, lot of red flags over there with that Diamond Sports Group and Bally's. And it's very obvious the winds of media distribution are shifting here, but it's the path of least resistance, and it's a check that we can just cash. Let's just do it for one more year and kick the can down the road and figure it out. You know, and this is, well, it's sort of karma in a way for not just for the Twins, but for Major League Baseball.
Well, that's the
as picture. A whole, maybe even yes. more so, like Major League Baseball,
yes.
not figuring out what is our solution to this tangled mess of distribution that we've been dealing with for years.
And how has there been no plan? Like, there's never been a plan here. And it is 2024, and you look like idiots. Like, that's my thing, is you just look like idiots. You look like a year ago, they're talking about, okay, we're going to find a way to get the blackouts lifted. We're going to finally get it. I mean, the blackouts themselves, which have been in effect forever, were bad enough that you couldn't watch five teams in Iowa, right?
Yeah.
That was, they've actually doubled down and made it worse now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they continue to make things worse.
I know. Yeah.
Where is anybody? And no, like the Twins are like, well, there's nothing we can do now. Well,
there, okay. But that's why it's a baseball problem right now. 4 months ago, it was a Twins problem because they had an option to do what the Diamondbacks and the Rockies did, which is we're going to protect our direct to consumer option, that we'll figure out distribution over here. It'll be less valuable. We'll get less of a check because we are going to take direct to consumer to MLB TV like the Rockies and Diamondbacks did. And we're going to charge $100 for the season, whatever. Like, the Twins chose to not do that. So it was on the Twins a few months ago. But now that the deal is done, Major League Baseball is the only one that could maybe come in and save this. And they might not have a legal ability to, because contracts have been signed.
Yeah, well,
and that's my, so here's a very simple question that I can't get a response to. When you do these contracts, do you not have a minimum distribution in the contract? Like, if you don't, you're an idiot.
Like, so you're saying, like, okay, so we're going to do a deal with Diamond Sports Group because they have all the different relationships with Comcast and YouTube TV, and they have a distribution pipeline. But if they can't hold up their end of the bargain and reach a certain number of household viewers.
Correct.
Then the contract is void on the spot, or then with a 30-day notice,
or then we can stream. See, the Twins, the key here is the stream. So the fact that the Twins don't stream is like, well, they can't stream. Well, actually, they can stream. They didn't sell their streaming rights to Bally's and / Diamond because they didn't get what they wanted, which makes sense. So it's like, The deal, which was a cut and pay, the Twins are like, we're not going to give you the ability to sell a streaming package when we're not going to be compensated. But my point is this, your contract should say, if you are not carried by, and this is a 1-year deal, and you already don't have them on YouTube, like they went into this season without a ton of distribution.
Yeah.
So what they should have said is, if you go off Comcast, that's fine. But if you do it, we have the ability to immediately create our own streaming with your telecasts.
It would have been nice to have Judd in the room with the lawyers 4 months ago
And then it's all fair.
Because the deal with Diamond Sports Group is worthless if they can't strike their own deals, which are out of your control. So there should be some protection built in.
Correct.
I love this.
Like you've been protecting your fan base.
Yeah.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
And Russell Nicolay should get together and form a firm.
The official fan protection law firm.
Yes, exactly right. Of sports. Sports fan.
Yeah. So we're a week in. Have you found yourself, are you planning on, let's say they don't get cable back at all this season, and your options are to either like, but this is a conversation with your wife too, because you guys probably have like your DVR all set up for cable. Like you have your way of watching the shows. Whatever.
This is a problem.
Would you move off of it for Fubo TV and have that conversation? Would you bite the bullet and pay for two different basically cable packages?
Okay, first of all, I'm not dropping Comcast because it would be for a season. And keep in mind, I've done some checking. Fubo doesn't have Turner.
Correct.
Right.
And so I'm not going to drop Turner.
But Max does. If you have a Max subscription, you could watch Turner.
But the problem is it's a one-year problem. And so, like, am I going to bail on Comcast? The answer is no. Would I get Fubo separately? Well, then my bill is up to, like, $450 a month. I know. And I don't want that. And so it's a real problem. We also could switch to DirecTV. Which now is you know, the dish does not play a role, but it's just an inexcusable, and as I said, it's for 12 teams, so it's not just me or not just Twins fans. It's an inexcusable blunder by baseball again.
It's very, like, the whole thing, it's inconvenient too, because the easy answer would be, well, we'll just move off Comcast and get into Fubo TV. Well, I don't know what the contractual details are, but okay, Fubo TV could... What is that contract up on June 1st? And now, like,
correct.
Now I've made the move over here, well, and just direct to consumer is the easiest way to do this for local distribution. Here is $100 bill, Twins, Major League Baseball. Take it. I'm begging you to take it. Just take it so I can watch my favorite team play baseball. Right.
And if the Twins had, or if baseball had the language in those diamond contracts that I suggested, and the Twins, right? So, like, May 1st, the Twins were gone.
Yeah.
I would have, if the Twins said, okay, that triggers us now streaming games, and it's going to cost you $150 for the rest of the season. I wouldn't have been super pleased about the check, but I would have written it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And then it's done.
Yeah. So, oh, man. Anyway.
But, I mean, there are people who want to watch the Twins who can't go to games, too.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Yeah, it's expensive. It is expensive. Hey, the Twins are on the grid, so we're going to get to a grid here. But Dex, you were at the ballpark last night. The Twins, a back and forth game. The Twins' two best relievers were unavailable, according to Rocco, so they had to kind of patchwork a close game against the Mariners, and it did not go well. There's like 8 runs scored in the final few innings. So I saw a lot of people at least in my little sphere of Twins Twitter, were mad at Rocco.
Yeah.
For mismanaging the late innings, or is that a fair criticism to rip Rocco when your two best relievers are unavailable? What's your take on that?
So, I mean, yeah, you knew going into that game, Jack's for sure unavailable. I thought in a pinch, maybe Duran, but then Rocco confirmed Duran was completely unavailable. So, and I told Judd even, I think before Bailey was making his last inning, that I said, you're probably going to see Alcala, you're probably going to see Steven Okert. Those are the two guys you saw. Ober had to really battle, and he even admitted, Ober did, mechanically, he has not felt right the last two starts. Mechanically, not physically, mechanically, he has not felt exactly where he likes to be the last two starts. And I wouldn't say last night was a disastrous start for him. He's only allowed two runs, but he gets pulled after 80 pitches. He had to labor a little bit through there. Personally, I would have trotted him out there for the six, so the bridge is easier to build to a victory instead of having to get the extra three more outs from your relievers in the six. And look, Cole Sands did his job, so that's where I would have put Ober out for the six, had Sands out for the seventh, or maybe to save Sands for more high leverage. But you were going to see Steven Okert, you were going to see Jorge Alcala, you were going to probably have to see Jay Jackson too. So those guys were going to be the ones that have to pitch, and I think the Twins' best strength is their bullpen. That's been their biggest strength. But boy, oh boy, there is a drop-off with relievers 5, 6, and 7 from 1, 2, 3, 4. There's a big drop-off, and especially with Brock Stewart on the injured list too. So keep in mind that. Stewart's not available. He's on the injured list. So there is a cliff between Duran, Jax, when Stewart is healthy. I think Thielbar might not be as effective, but he also pitched the night before, so he was unavailable. It sounds like they're going to call up Josh Stomount. They're going to make another roster move. So Josh Stomount, who was I think he was their first free agent addition. He's been at AAA. He's going to come up here for a new fresh arm. I would bet Jorge Alcala is the one that, again, kind of gets pushed back. Alcala is really interesting, man. He throws 99, but I think his off-speed stuff is junk. Junk in not a positive way. It is not good. He does not have the secondary pitching to hang here. So, too bad, but yeah, there's a steep drop-off. I don't blame Rocco for that loss necessarily. No, I wouldn't go that far.
It's very easy when the bullpen loses its mind, the first thing we do is like blame the manager for putting in the wrong relievers, and I don't know if that was the case last night.
Two guys I'd like to ask questions about. One in the bullpen is Jay Jackson. Can you not improve there a bit? And another frustration was a pinch hitting appearance, and there were a few based on matchups, but Trevor Larnach was pinch hit for in the fifth by one Manuel Margot again, and the at-bats that we saw, I believe he had three. Yep, K5-3K were pretty damn non-competitive.
Yeah.
I'm not calling for DFAs yet. I'm not calling for that, but Dex, what do you think about those two? Because Jackson, it feels to me like there are other potential options here. Mm-hmm. And Margot, to me, has been really disappointing.
Jay Jackson is definitely kind of just filling a void right now. Like, he's going to be that sixth, seventh option. I know you made the write that down prediction. He's probably gone by the end of June. He could be gone a lot sooner. I wouldn't be shocked by that at all. You need guys to fill out a bullpen. So I wouldn't say, like, I can't believe he's still on the team. Someone's got to pitch some innings here when the top guys can't. On the pinch hitting front, I know Manuel Margot rakes lefties, and Rocco has been very specific about that he was also brought in here to really hit lefties, and they brought in a lefty to face Larnach, who has honestly been probably their best hitter over the last 3 weeks. I got to let Larnach face that lefty. I know platoons work. I know this team loves their platoons. I cannot take the best bat out of the lineup for a guy who has historically hit lefties that can't hit a baseball this season. Those are the decisions where I am confused by, and I get platoon's work, but Trevor Larnach's been your best hitter for the last 3 weeks since he got called up. It's a big spot, and Margot goes up there and is back on the bench in three pitches. So I like that.
There's a little bit of like this gray area where big large samples platooning works, and you should play those numbers more often than not. But then as you drill down into the micro, to me, this is where, like, you have to let a manager be a manager. If you have one guy that is dialed in, seeing the baseball, but it's not the platoon advantage, and you have another guy that's off to an historically bad start for his career, what's more valuable, the platoon advantage or the guy that's feeling great at the plate versus the guy who isn't. So I'm kind of with Dex on that. I mean, it's hard because, yeah, like you should play the numbers like 80 to 90% of the time. But is there room for 10 to 20% nuance and a manager being a manager and having his finger on the pulse of something? You know, I think the Twins would probably lean toward just play the numbers. No one can really figure out like putting their finger on the pulse enough to go against the numbers, but it's one loss. By the way, the Declan plan 2.0, just pulling that up. So you said 16 games against teams that have a winning percentage of like a 95 win team, by the way. And the goal was to go 9-7 over those 16 games. They are 3-2 right now. So they're on track. They just have to go 6-5 in the last 11 games here. Two more against the Mariners, and then 3 Blue Jays, 3 Yankees, 3 Guardians. So we're on track for the Declan plan 2.0.
The Blue Jays are ripe to lose a series. They are a mess.
Yeah. So go get 2 out of 3. Go split the next 2 against the Mariners. Go get 2 out of 3 from the Jays. You're going to be in good shape. But Yankees and Guardians are kind of the two. Those are the two biggest
measuring
ones.
Sticks, baby. Measuring stick games.
Yeah. Guardians are beating up a bit.
But they still find ways, man.
They still find ways.
The Bombers will be fun to watch.
They just called up their one of their top prospects. The guards did. He was like a top 50 MLB prospect. He was ripping the cover off the ball.
Kwan just got hurt, right?
Stephen Kwan just got hurt. And then Sam Henches, Minnesota native, I believe, just got activated from the bullpen. Oh, it was a good arm for them.
A Doogie favorite.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We've gotten a lot of scoops through the years about Sam Henches.
Hey, before we get to the Twins on the grid here, if Twins fans are looking to stay at a nice hotel steps away from Target Field, Declan, do you have a recommendation for them?
I do. I recommend Element Hotel. Hell, if we're going to have another 3 or 4 hour ball game, I might just have to book a room at the Element Hotel. Just take a couple steps down that amphitheater there, and you're right there at the Element Hotel, which is a great spot in the North Loop neighborhood. It's a great staycation for a Twins game. Maybe if you're a Yankees fan and you're still looking, where can I stay? I want to go watch my Bombers. Or if you're, you know, one of those Twins or Minnesotans who is a Yankee fan, and maybe you're like also a Duke fan, and maybe you like Alabama or something. I don't know. I'm not calling you out. But if you like to stay, go to the Element Hotel. It's a great spot. Free Wi-Fi too. ScoreNorth.com/element for 15% off your room rate. Go to ScoreNorth.com/element. That'll automatically apply a 15% discount on your room rate.
Twins are on the grid, boys. The Twins are on the Immaculate Grid, ImmaculateGrid.com. We're going to try and go low here. Let's pop this up on the screen. 9 squares. Very interesting categories here today. Ooh. For the audio audience, we will talk you through this. So we're looking to fill these 9 squares with as obscure players as possible, which is a little tough because the 2,000 hits category is like, mm-hmm. There's not that many players with 2,000 career hits, but we're looking for a Twin who was a Brave, a Twin who was a Padre, and a Twin with 2,000 career hits. Doesn't have to all be with the Twins. There's guys who pass through, like Paul Molitor, for instance. We're looking for an Angel who was a Brave, Angel who was a Padre, Angel with 2,000 career hits. That's another franchise with a lot of guys who pass through, Winfield, etc. And then we're looking for a Brave who played at least one game at second base, a Padre who played at least one game at second base, and a 2,000 career hits player who played at least one game at second base. So, SportsDad, should we start with the Twins row here and work our way around this grid?
Sure, let's do it.
You tell us where you want to start. You want to start by putting Pat Neshek in the Twins Padres square?
That's a good one.
Jason Marquis.
I mean, there's some good options.
Bartolo Colon for Twins Braves. Marquis for Padres. And actually, did Marquis pitch for the Braves too at the end?
That would be Braves.
No, Twins Braves, I'm saying. Did he pitch for the Braves?
He might have. Jordan Schaefer was one I was thinking.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Oh, my God.
You're not going to beat that one. That's
okay, let's do Jordan Schaefer for Twins Braves. That's good. Former center fielder.
Wow.
That's got to be under 1%, right?
0.3.
Okay. Is Neshek going to be... Is Neshek too much of a cult favorite with Twins fans?
Maybe. Who was the reliever in 2014-15 that was the closer? Name starts with a B, I thought. Who was this dude? I thought he pitched for the Padres.
Bobby Keppel?
Not Bobby Keppel. He won game one.
Or no, Bobby, or, oh man.
You know what I'm thinking of.
Sinker ball guy. You went to the Braves. Or no, you went to the Nationals, the one I'm thinking of.
Kinsler?
Kinsler. Brandon Kinsler.
Yeah, he didn't pitch for the Padres.
He didn't pitch for the Padres. I'm thinking of someone else that it just, it's not coming to me right now. I think, I mean, relievers are good. I feel like we can go even more rare than Neshek.
You're trying to think of old.
Luis Perdomo. Luis Perdomo.
Okay.
From, I covered him in 2012, I believe.
I think we've used this one, and it was an absurd.
P-E-R. Oh, there's two Luis Perdomos.
And this happened last time.
Well, no, he's not still from, playing, right?
No, it's the one that 2012, Luis Perdomo.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be really low.
.03.
It makes Jordan Schaefer look like way too high. Oh, let's go back. All right.
Okay, Twins with 2,000 career hits.
Now, they've had a bunch of these.
Yep. Like, so let's think more on the passing through and the obscure
like a Winfield,
guys who played a long time that
like Winfield passed through.
Winfield passed
Molitor,
through.
Molitor. Winfield would work Nelson for Cruz.
Too. Yep.
Nelson Tomy? Tomy have 2,000?
Probably had 2,000. So he played till he had to have had 2,000 hits. Chili Davis played like 20 years. Kirby
true.
Puckett. Gary Gaetti.
Twins fan.
Also, I just named a few guys that would work for Angels 2,000 career hits.
Yes. Yes, Gaetti would work for that. Winfield would work for that.
Chili Davis.
Gaetti has 2,000.
He played for like 20 years. I mean, okay. he came in the league in the early 80s and played till he was like 40.
Yeah. Okay. So should it be for the Twins? Should it be someone who passed through and is not identified with him as much?
Yeah, I mean, I...
Like a Molitor, like a...
Or old school, but Carew is going to be...
Carew will be too high.
When you get a Volvo, you get more than just a car. You get My Volvo Experience. Get access to a team of Volvo-certified technicians with Volvo's complimentary factory-scheduled maintenance program to help keep your car running like new. Plus, easily book your annual service right on time through the Volvo Cars app, helping you worry less and live more. Tap the banner to learn more. Please contact your local Volvo authorized retailer to learn more about their pickup and delivery options.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
So I would say, Gaetti played for the Angels, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. California.
That's where, he went from here.
So it's either, I think we're right that Winfield would be the better Twins one.
Okay.
And so Gaetti would be the better Angels one.
I would use Chili Davis for one of those. Chili Davis, literally, like, Chili Davis played till he was,
then
like,
I would use him
40.
For the Twins. I would use him for the Twins because he was identified more in the day as an Angel, I think, than a Twin.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was only here for, like, 2 years.
Yeah, it was between his Angels. He was mostly an Angel, but I think he was, like, I'm pretty sure he played
too.
Like, didn't he win a ring with the Yankees in his late 30s, too? Like, he played forever.
He was definitely a Giant.
All right, I'll use Chili.
There
you go. 0.7.
Okay,
seven.
Nice.
Let's go.
Nice work.
Okay.
And Gaetti would work here if you want to do that.
Gary Gaetti. I'm just trying to think of any other ones quick. Gaetti's got to be.
I mean, that's 30 years of.
He was playing for the Twins in the early 80s and the Cubs in like 1998.
Yeah, because he went from.
So he literally played for 20 years.
And he was crap in California.
Okay.
His career went to crap, and then he came back with like Kansas City, St. Louis, and the Cubs.
Yeah. And if you play 16, 18, 20 years, you only have to average like 100 some hits a year.
2,000 hits is impressive, but it's not like rare air.
I'll pull it.
So just do it. Okay.
0.3.
0.3. Oh,
nice
my
work, guys.
Gosh.
Nice work, guys. Good boy.
Do you guys want to work on the second base? Like, this is so wide open. It's literally guys who played second base.
It's 2,000
for one
career
game.
Hits. We should definitely just go old school.
Rogers Hornsby.
I was thinking that, like,
Nap LaJoy was a second baseman.
Hey, did
Yeah.
Ty Cobb, obviously.
Did Knobloch get 2,000 hits?
He may have. Well, actually, God.
Did he not play long enough?
He was a hit machine for like seven or eight years.
I'm not going to use him. I'm just typing in the years he played. So 12, I don't know.
He only played 11 years. That's going to be hard because he'd have to average 200 hits. But he had one year where he had like, he led the league in hits one year with like 240.
Yeah.
I don't know if the math checks out.
He was effective from 91 until when did his problems with the Yankees start?
99.
Because then he 98? Bounced to like the Royals. I think he ended up as a Royal, which was pathetic.
I mean, old school is always our friend. So
like Napla Joy. Napla
Joy and Rogers Hornsby are definitely two guys that.
Because they're 60s guys, but I feel like now I feel like the guys that you just said are going to be lower.
Well, Fonzo.
Done like 1960.
Soriano. How long did he play? About 16 years.
Omar Vizquel, Roberto Alomar. There's more like new school guys. Well, Vizquel was more of a shortstop, but I'm assuming probably played some second base.
Joe Morgan.
Joey Morgan. Jeff Kent. Jeff Kent.
I say the old school guys.
Okay.
All right, Judd, Napla Joy or Rogers Hornsby?
Let's go Napla Joy.
Napla Joy. It was a Philadelphia Athletic, I believe.
Yes, hey.
1%.
Had a very valuable baseball card as well.
Do you think Jason Bartlett was a Padre? Did he play second for a game?
He played left for a game.
Most shortstops play second base at some point.
Okay, so Bartlett.
Speaking of former terms, Brett Boone played for the Braves.
Oh yeah.
But that's also like
it's a little common, but
that might be common, yeah.
But these are a lot of combinations. You got to think about that. There's a lot of players in play here.
Yeah.
Did Ozzie Smith at some point play second base? I mean, he's also a huge Hall of Fame name for the Padres because he obviously played shortstop there.
I don't think he ever did play second. I mean,
but for like one game,
I'd almost be surprised by it. Yeah.
Like Kirby Puckett played a game at second base one time. I was watching when they like shifted. I remember this being a thing.
Played short as well. Yeah.
Yeah. He would like, if you came in from the outfield, it would count. You know. Yep. Mark Lemke. That's a famous one though.
Yeah, I mean Braves had like Glenn.
Who's
Hubbard.
Like a second baseman from like the '70s or something.
Glenn Hubbard was the Braves second baseman when I got TBS.
Who was the second baseman in 91 for the Braves? Do we know?
Mark Lemke.
Lemke, okay. Yeah.
Okay. But Braves fans are going to...
Who would have been the MVP of that World Series if Atlanta had won the game?
Mm-hmm. We do have Brett Boone in our pocket here if we want to use him, but...
Could go back to...
Oh, what's his name?
Braves.
Dan
Uggla.
Sure.
But I don't think these are going to be, I feel like there's got to be more. This is where it sucks. If you're a fan of the team, you remember like the guy that got called the Luke, who's like the Luke Hughes of the Braves.
Should we go back to the.
Did Luke Hughes play for the Braves?
I don't think he did. Should we go back to the old school guys?
Yeah, as old school as possible would be good.
Because Glenn Hubbard was the first second baseman that I saw play for the Braves when I got cable, which was just a great day back when games were on cable.
Let's go Glenn Hubbard.
Okay. Glenn Hubbard?
Yeah.
Glenn Hubbard. I think it was...
Two ends, one end?
I think it was two ends.
Rafael Furcal is another one, but that's... I don't know, man. Let's go old school. Okay. Be under 5%. 5%. This is the problem. Like, Braves fans are going to jack up some of these totals, you know?
Well, and Braves fans, to your point, know, like, if Dale Murphy came in and played a pitch at second base.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you think Bartlett played second?
I mean, he probably did. Like I said, most shortstops played second base in a game in their career. So.
Chance it?
I'm fine with chancing it.
Son of a B.
We greenlit it, though. It's
we greenlit it.
Yeah, we knew what we were doing. We walked into it.
It's a team game.
Well,
yeah.
And we were all on the same page.
It's been a while since we've
that was not
one.
A screw up.
No.
Like that was not a one person said we're doing it.
Well, let's complete. We have two right. guesses left in three squares, so we can let's
Bartolo
finish strong.
Bartolo Colon's a former twin. That would work for this square.
A brave angel.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I got
it. Twins
you.
Claimed him from the Braves.
The Bravos.
The Bravos.
Yeah, let's throw him in there. I mean, at this point, the game is.
Yeah.
The game is what it is.
It's over.
We made a run there, man. We had a Colon 7%. There you go.
Angels and Padres. You got Winfield.
Let's do Winfield. Yeah, let's close with a twin. Winnie. Okay.
9%.
So we had, and then they hit you with a 50 or a 100. 100. So we actually a nice little score there going, but it happens. It happens from time to time on the Immaculate Grid.
We tried to go low on purpose. Like
most shortstops do play second. In fact, let's just for fun here, let's Google Jason Bartlett.
You're going to send him a complaint. You're going to be like, he played second. I know he did, you
that,
son of a...
That reliever I was thinking of, Blaine Boyer.
Oh, yeah.
That's who I... He actually played for the Braves. I thought he played for the Padres. He spent like 5 years with the Braves, actually.
Okay.
Oh, and the Padres. I was right. He did play for the Padres.
Blaine Jason Boyer. Bartlett, second base in his career, played one game at second base, and it was with the Twins in his rookie year. 2004, he played one game at second. One inning, and he made a put out, or an assist, I guess.
So with the Braves, I mean, there was 316 options for second base Braves.
Well, yeah, it goes back to Boston.
They go back literally Boston, like Braves, like Milwaukee Babe Ruth Braves. Might have played second base at one point in a shift. He ended his career with the Boston Braves.
He did.
So, you know. All right, guys. Well. We'll try again next time the Twins are on the grid. We have a random Twin of the Week before the week is over. And if you haven't already, click the like button and the subscribe button on the brand new Score North Twin Show YouTube channel. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Good luck finding the Twins on TV.